When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ray. This will be our NCAA Tournament Special Edition. What's going on, Ray Jeezy?
NCAA Tournament, baby. We've been excited for a minute. We had our MEAC preview show. Shout out to the Howard Bison. Last night, went toe-to-toe with Wagner. Both teams had injuries, but the game did not disappoint. All the articles I read have basically said, this game had the feel of March that we love. You're coming down to the wire, you had potential buzzer tying score, or I guess Howard could have scored and tied the game at the buzzer, and that's what you love about March. It would have been dope if they went to overtime. Wagner already said we didn't want to. We were so tired. So shout out to the Howard Bison. They played hard. Good luck to Grambling, of course, tonight, who gets to lace them up in front of the country. Grambling's a great squad. I got to cover them at the Prudential Center, part of the Invesco QQQ. Legacy Classic. Michael B. Jordan, of course, sponsored that dope event. So shout out to our HBCUs as we get this March Madness show kicked off. Not an HBCU show.
I got you. I dig. Yeah, shout out to Howard, man. Dockery had a good look, man. If anybody, like you said, on our text, we texted each other.
That was good.
Yeah, I thought so too. If anybody was to get a shot on Howard to kind of like tie the game, because he made some clutch shots. Even last year in the tournament and this year in the tournament, in the MEAC tournament, if anybody had got that opportunity, I think given that opportunity on that team to make the shot, he would be the guy who would make it. You'd want with the ball in his hand. And so they got what they wanted, you know what I'm saying, with him taking that shot.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my guy.
No, definitely. Also, I want to give a shout out to a homie, one of my homies who passed away, Boo Boo. Shout out to Boo Boo, RIP, man. One of the most inclusive individuals and genuine people I've met. My time on this earth. So shout out to Boo Boo, man. Rest in paradise, my man. All right, man. So I want to tell folks out there too at the same time, like, this ain't it for the Urban Sports Scene. We are going to be back on later tonight at 8 o'clock. We just want to do a tournament thing today, because we want to have time to talk about it in detail. So we're gonna get that opportunity anyway. Also, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene.
And make sure you subscribe to the Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel. If you watch on YouTube right now, of course, hit that like button and hit the subscribe button. Don't forget to hit us up on X at Urban Sports Scene. Also, check us out on IG, Urban Sports Scene, and search our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Family, let's go.
You know, let's do it. Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We're just going to fill out our NCAA brackets, man. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it.
George,
we're going to do
it as a team. Work.
Let's go. I'm saying? Well, who's doing it? Who's checking
George,
in?
Joe.
I'm my man.
Checking in from work, man.
All right, George. I see you. All right, respect. But let's get right into it, man. It's a tournament, right? This is our favorite time of the year, bro. Real talk.
Hey, for sure. This is the Super Bowl for me, family. If y'all haven't followed me for years, I love college hoops. I don't care if people say college hoops lacks star power. I love this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's some of the best basketball played, no matter what school you come from, no matter who you represent. And again, guys, I can't express enough how excited I am. So let's get this thing started in the East region.
All right, bro.
I don't think anyone is expecting a 116 upset.
Not at all.
When UConn faces off against Stetson. Look like Wole got his pit out. Wole,
I got it. I'm in school, baby. Let's go. I'm in here.
Look, George already put out there who's part of his Final Four. We know George has UConn winning this game. I got UConn. I have UConn winning this game as well. Golay, who you got?
Oh, we got UConn, but we don't have to keep going back and forth. I got UConn. We just right, your pick.
Florida Atlantic, Northwestern. I'm taking Florida Atlantic in that one. The AC, Florida Atlantic defeating Northwestern. I'm not going to say the Wildcats. Not a big fan of of Northwestern when it comes to basketball, even though they can get upset here and there. Next is 5-12, UAB. UAB historically has been known for upsets. If you watch this season, UAB's been pretty good. But San Diego State, if you stay up on those West Coast games, you watch the West Coast, San Diego State can hoop. I love San Diego State in that matchup. No upsets for me so far, I'm not going to lie. Auburn, Bruce Pearl, same thing. They played against Yale. Yale barely made it to the tournament. George, you saw that game. Yale was not supposed to make it into the tournament, my dude. But, of course, they hit a game winner where I don't know what type of defense that was.
Auburn shoots.
Brown. So I can't see Auburn losing to no Yale.
Auburn got shooters, man. They ain't using
Hey, Auburn is – Auburn, I like Auburn. I like Bruce Pearl.
Me too.
Like
they go deep. Then go deep, real talk.
Cam Mingo checking in with his final. All y'all putting y'all final four here already. Hey, Cam, I appreciate you, brother. We all look similar. I don't know about Kentucky, though, Cam. I'm going to get there, though.
Nah, I do know about Kentucky. Go ahead, Cam.
Illinois versus Morehead State. Hey, Illinois. Hey, shout out to Morehead State, man. Hey, Will T. He's always make fun of that name. Illinois is pretty good. Illinois ran the Big Ten this year. They had some close games against teams like Minnesota with our guy Elijah Hawkins out there. And against, of course, Maryland. Maryland upset Illinois this season. But Illinois, very physical, very athletic, very tough. I don't see them losing to Morehead State. Washington State versus Drake. Of course, I'm taking Washington State. And lastly is Iowa State, the number two against the 15 seed, South Dakota State. South Dakota State, you know them. They can shoot, Wole.
Yeah.
In the tournament time, those three balls are important, but I can't see an upset in that one either. Iowa State wins, and they are moving on. Well, hey, it's on you, baby.
I was on me, but what you got? Hold on, that missed short. You had San Diego State over UAB?
Yeah, that's all
right.
That.
I make sure. I missed. I was trying to write it down. You got BYU over Duquesne, right?
Did I miss that game? Oh, I do have BYU over Duquesne. Yeah, BYU got shooters too. Now, see, BYU is a team that I watch closely because they play Cincinnati. I cover Cincinnati. Yeah. When they came to Howard, and I followed them ever since. And Cincinnati beat BYU at home in an upset. But I'm just saying BYU has a ton of shooters. Now they're all that's a problem because that's their calling card is they shoot the perimeter. Right, they shoot the three ball perimeter. Demore, it was good, brother. He got the HBCU prize.
I know. I put it out there already. I already put that out there. All right. So for me on the West bracket, I got North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Moving on, because that's easy. North Carolina. I can never go against Izzo, so I'm going to go Michigan State. Can't go against Izzo.
Foolishness.
All right, that's what's up, though. And he never lets you down. I got my upset 5-12. I got Grand Canyon. 5-12. That's that 5-12 matchup. We're going Grand Canyon over St. Mary's. I got Alabama over Charleston. Clemson's coming into the tournament struggling, so I'm going to go with New Mexico over Clemson. I got Baylor over Colgate. I got Nevada over Dayton.
I got Clemson winning that game. Good job, though.
That's cool. And I got Arizona. I got Arizona advancing as the 2 seed.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I know some of you guys, George, as well as Cam, you put your final fours in the chat. Hey, that's dope. Also, if you want to just share some of your upsets,
yeah,
in these first two regions that we've covered,
yeah,
definitely please do so in the East and the West. So I got the South next, correct?
Yeah, you got South next.
All right, so guys, I'm gonna be real. This is my champion right here. I got Houston winning it all.
Yeah, they lie.
I love the way Houston plays because when Houston comes to play as a team, bro, they can blow out anybody in this tournament. I mean, literally anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any team that's better than Houston, but of course, it's just you have one bad day or you have one team that's hot.
Yeah,
anything
can happen. We've seen that in MEAC. We saw that in MEAC. It doesn't really
absolutely
matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this is my champion. So, of course, I have Houston advancing against Long Whoop. Another Paul Savory. Oh. He got one. I got Texas A&M defeating Nebraska.
All
right. Here it is. Hey, George. James Madison, baby. This is my first upset. They're going to take out Wisconsin in the first round.
I agree. I kind of agree with that one. Go ahead.
Vermont is a team that you like going up against Duke. I like their size for real. They lost some talent in the transfer portal, but they're right back here as a 13 seed. But they're not going to be Duke in the first round.
They're just too you had me. I was thinking you was going with Duke the way you was kind of going.
Shout
with
out
that
to
one.
My man Jeremy Roach, DMV. Okay,
look right.
Cam Mingo,
Cam Rock on the shot. Okay,
and Cam be out there. Cam be out there betting. You see, Cam is a gambler too.
Oh, so I
Cam
know that. Play.
Yeah, for sure. Cam already got that brand on this tournament.
Okay.
And he's the definition of scared money don't make money. And yeah. I like that, Cam. I just don't have the heart to pick it. I'm not going to lie. But I would love to see it, bro. You know, this ain't Duke country in the DMV. Not at all. I got Texas Tech beating NC State. NC State was hot coming to the tournament, but we all believe the ACC is not what it was.
I like NC State. I like Big Boy. But go ahead.
Yeah. Have you seen Texas Tech ball?
Not as much, but I like Big Boy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But it's okay. Yeah.
I'm keeping up.
They're recent. They're new. For people like yourself who are just coming into college basketball towards the end.
NIL kind of like in the transfers and blown me.
Most of you who I see, y'all know I love Rob Dillingham. I put that out there. He has just propelled himself to one of the best players in the country. Have you seen his shooting percentages? Like Rob Dillingham, point guard for Kentucky is dope. Of course, I got them beating Oakland in the first round. But Kentucky overall can be upset anywhere. Pop Isaacs, yeah, he's tough. I'm not going to fake. But, hey, I'm going with who I'm going with. Yeah. I got Florida. Florida is a team that I love, guys. I love Florida. I love the SEC.
You pick Kentucky. Did you do the Kentucky game? I missed it. Did you do Kentucky?
Yeah, I said Kentucky. I said Rob Dillingham was one of my favorite players this season. I gotta see
Wagner. I gotta see what Wagner can do in this. I think he needs a good tournament. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Marquette is interesting, fam.
You said you got Florida, right?
No. Florida plays the winner of the first four, Colorado.
Did you pick it?
I picked Florida. Hell yeah. Right. I told you I like Florida. Man, you missing all you
No, busy. Dude got injured because Dude got injured. I wasn't sure because Dude got hurt.
Yeah, I still like Florida though.
Okay. All right, that's all I'm Florida asking, bro.
Florida's good. Marquette is the team that they're smaller. They're a smaller squad. They're number two because they play so hard. But I would not be shocked if this was a 15-2 upset right here. But I'm picking Marquette. And, yeah, that's it for me, brother.
All right.
Colorado winning the first four, and they'll beat Florida in the first round. That's a good pick, Cam, because Colorado is pretty good. Colorado's shown teams all year. They can compete. So, this tournament could be one of them things where you just rip up your brackets after a while because it's so much parity in college hoops right now.
George said BYU, like most of the Big 12 game the net and are overrated. Duquesne will upset them and Keith Brott's last ride.
LeBron's old coach, right?
One of LeBron's guys. Drew Joyce the third. A1. Okay. What else? What did George put out there? Florida over Marquette and McNeese State to this week. Look, you stealing my stuff, bro.
Thank you, George. You with me, brother.
Yeah, you stealing my stuff. All right, well, so first game, Purdue. I have Purdue. Moving on.
Purdue always disappoints.
They're gonna produce later.
they're the big Gonzaga, man.
They are, bro.
You'd be in trouble.
TCU advances. I like Jameer Nelson's son. I like that TCU ball club. They play with grit. Gonzaga, McNeese. Like, I want to choose Gonzaga, but I think McNeese is gonna get Gonzaga. They don't look good.
Stanford over Florida. Okay, I see you, Polo Loco. My bad. That's.
Oh, yeah, it's my man. That's my man. Oh, my man, Greg. He said that earlier. Yeah, he said he likes Sanford over Florida.
That's dope, bro. Are you betting on that?
He does. He bets a lot. He bets a lot.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. We got the gamblers in the building. We got Cam. We got your man.
I got Kansas. He has Sanford. I got Kansas in this game. But he got Sanford. He got Sanford over Kansas, though. Greg does. I'm going to give Greg a shout out. What's up, homie? He said Kansas over Yes, sir. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's why when you're about that life, I can ride with
yeah,
you.
Like, South Carolina. Yeah, I know. South Carolina versus Oregon. I'm going to go Oregon.
You just picking these teams now, bro. You are off the chain.
Nah, bro. I did my research on Oregon.
I'll go with Oregon.
Man, I did my research. I did my research on Oregon.
You ain't watching Oregon play though.
I did my research though.
They played the late night along Washington State.
Bro, I'm like rest in peace, Ron. Big Ron. I'm like Big Ron researching the late night games.
Hey, Cam.
Creighton
Cam is that Akron. Dude, bro. Cam going is going crazy. With Samford over Kansas.
So did Greg. Greg did the same thing.
I know, but I'm saying. No, he put. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Yeah, Texas. Yeah. Texas. I'm going to go with Texas over the 8 and the 8 and the Colorado State. Yeah, because Virginia sucked. And Tennessee. I'm going to go with Tennessee. I like Tennessee's ball club. I do like Tennessee.
Hey, you and me both. Okay, that's what me and you we gonna vibe today on that one.
Yeah, I like Tennessee a lot, actually.
Let's move on, bro. Round of 32. You ready?
Yes, go.
I got UConn. UConn is that real. Shout out to the Hurley family. I got UConn beating Florida Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
Just remember that. And then I got San Diego State upsetting Auburn. Right, I don't like Auburn to go past the second round. I just don't. Just because of the style that they play, I feel like they're beatable. Although
you said Auburn, right?
Yeah, I got San Diego State beating Auburn.
Okay.
Upset. That's an upset for me.
It's an upset. Yeah.
I love Bruce Pearl. Though. I said that already. I could be wrong. It's all good. It's just, you know, for me, looking at how Auburn has let certain teams hang around throughout the course of the season, I feel like they're vulnerable, Ole. Mm-hmm. Next, I got Illinois beating BYU. George talked about BYU, how BYU is probably a bit overrated. I would agree with that. I feel like Illinois is a bit more athletic and just they play much harder brand of basketball in terms of defensive basketball.
So
I got Illinois beating BYU.
Okay.
And then I got Iowa State beating Washington State. Iowa State, I love them.
Iowa.
Shout out to the homie Tyrese Halliburton to represent your alma mater, my guy.
Iowa over. Okay. So I'm next. So
yes, sir.
North Carolina, UNC over Michigan State. I got Alabama.
POV, you're right. That's how BYU is. They live and die by the three. And that Cincinnati game.
I got,
and I watched intently. They were off.
I got Baylor advancing to the Sweet 16. And I got Arizona.
James Madison over Wisconsin. Your man, Greg. Hey, if you're a gambling man, you watching him, he might get you paid or he might have you broke out here. That's a good one.
All right. I got Baylor over at you, so I got Baylor.
I got the same thing, Greg. I got James Madison, Wisconsin, too.
Yeah.
I just had that one up there, but you missed
the bad.
You are. All right, it's on me, right?
Yeah, it's on you.
All right, I got Houston. I told you, that's my champ, man. I got them beating Texas A&M. That's going to be a tough play game, though, both teams from Texas. I got Duke beating James Madison. The Cinderella ride ends right there.
It's over.
And then here it is. Hey, Cam, rock with me. I got Texas Tech upsetting Kentucky.
Oh, God. Okay.
Listen, I'm telling you, you watch Kentucky play. They're vulnerable, bro.
I know they are. So I'm not arguing that. I know they're vulnerable.
That's my upset. Florida beating Marquette because I think Marquette is just too small.
All right, Florida. All right, so I got TCU beating Purdue. I got McNeese beating Kansas.
I like the way you said it.
Yeah, McNeese beating Kansas.
Kentucky, hey, I agree with that. That's why I picked them to lose, POV. I appreciate it.
I know
POV does his homework.
I got Creighton being
Oregon.
I got Creighton.
So I trust him.
I got Creighton being Oregon. And I got Tennessee.
I love Tennessee. We right there together, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now that brings us to the Sweet 16, family. I got UConn beating San Diego State. I got Iowa State then taking out Illinois. Illinois POV is one of them teams that I feel like Kentucky. They can beat anybody on any given day, but they can lose anybody.
You're Iowa State advancing.
Iowa State as well as UConn.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got a good one. So I got UNC.
Yes, sir. I do too. We together on this one, man.
And I got Arizona. In Arizona, UNC versus Arizona.
I got Arizona going out early. Like I said earlier, I can't speak on though. That's your side of the thing.
Yeah, I don't agree with Iowa State. So hey, it is what it is. We're just gonna have to. Be...
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all good, bro. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, I talked about.
Yes, yeah. Indy face, Ole. Let's go. I know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like I said, the real college basketball heads around me. Arizona going to lose early. Look at this. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, he don't watch college basketball. That's what I'm saying. Let's go.
Hater. You're a hater.
Although, you know, hey.
I like Arizona. I watched Arizona early. I liked Arizona. I liked the
early. UNC Tar Heel on Arizona, man. Caleb is on.
Yeah,
he on that squad, bro.
Yeah.
And
he played well in the tournament.
He, he's missed the big shot. He sent Coach K pack, and I always got love for him. But what I'm saying is, Arizona, if you watch them play, hey,
I've watched Arizona play.
Move on to Elite 8. We don't have a whole lot of time, fam. I appreciate y'all checking in. Like I said, some people checking in from work, rocking with the Urban Sports today. I got UConn beating Iowa State.
Did you ever pick your Houston? You didn't do your side, bro. Houston, Duke. No, you just.
Oh, my bad. I did. I'm jumping ahead. My bad. Houston, okay, Houston, I got Houston beating Duke. You know, Houston's my champion. I said
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'll be shocked for real. Duke doesn't get upset before that. What's good, Dujane? Hey, appreciate you having my man on last night, bro. That was cool. Yeah, Texas Tech beating Florida. Sorry,
right.
Wole.
Yeah, Texas Tech. All right.
Yeah, and I got Purdue to beat Kansas, even though I don't like Purdue.
You're not in there. You're not in here anymore. What are we doing?
This sorry.
Stop, Steve. Stop it, dog. You're doing too much. All right, I got TCU.
My bad, bro.
Yeah, and I got Tennessee. So now you can go to yours now. Now you can go to yours.
Okay, my man got UConn winning. Your man Greg got UConn winning.
I think that's where I'm gonna go.
That's a really good pick. That's a safe bet too. Yeah. I got UConn advancing to be honest. Yeah. I said that already. Well, late check me though, because I jumped ahead.
Exactly.
I got Carolina beating Baylor.
That's my turn, bro. That's my bracket. Oh. I got Carolina beating Arizona.
I got Houston beating Texas Tech.
And I got Tennessee beating TCU.
You know me, man. I get too excited about
college. I know. Yeah, here we go. Now we're here.
You got Tennessee beating Purdue too?
Yeah. I got Tennessee in the Final Four.
All right, so we're mostly on the same page.
So here we go. We got some folks who had their own Final Fours. We can put it out there now.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, George. You say his George's Final Four. UConn, Arizona, Creighton, Houston.
Okay, right. I'm with you on most of that. I got UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Tennessee.
I'm just going with the team right now, so I'm gonna say what I have. I'm going with the team. That's how I set up the outline for the team. I ain't do it for myself. So here you go. Kim said UConn, UNC, Kentucky, Creighton. Folks love Creighton, huh? I mean, I like Creighton too, but y'all don't think they're better than Tennessee.
I do. It's the common.
I like Tennessee.
It's the commentator's jinx that I don't like. It goes back to when I picked Melo and Syracuse to win a championship. That was the year UAB was supposed to upset everybody. They went home in the first round because Digger Phelps kept saying, UAB. On Selection Sunday, I was with Howard at the watch party. Yeah. I watched Seth. I watched him say, I think Creighton is the team that can upset anybody. I'm like, he just jinxed him.
And who? And folks, if you're tuning in, if you haven't put in your Final Four –
put your Final Four in there. Again, I got UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Tennessee.
Right now, the team has UConn, UNC, Houston, Tennessee.
Yeah, we're there.
You're there. So the team, exactly.
It all worked out for me either way. Well,
because I know my college basketball. You may not agree how I get there, Ray, but I get there. You may not agree with my side of the bracket for certain, but I have the power of teams. Okay. Where I need to get to.
All right. So I got the East and West. I got UConn beating North Carolina.
Here you go. I'm gonna read him one more. Greg has.
Okay.
UConn, Houston, Tennessee, UConn.
I love Tennessee. We all have Tennessee.
Same thing. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
we all got the same. We all made it there together.
Went around. We got there. All right. You're all right. So you got between UConn,
UNC. I got UConn beating Carolina.
I agree. UConn, I agree.
Though my man Baycott, you know,
Houston.
He's an old head.
I got Houston.
And you got Houston. Okay. Houston. UConn versus Houston in the championship.
Championship. That's what we got right now.
I got Houston winning it.
And I will pick UConn winning it. So I would pick UConn.
Okay.
That's how I would do it. I'll pick UConn winning it. So, yeah. That's how it goes. That's how it breaks down. So who do folks have winning the national championship? I know Greg had UConn. I saw that. I saw Greg have UConn. Who else? Who's out there? I put that out there. Who else out there? Who did Cam have? Who did Cam have winning it all? UNC probably had North Carolina winning it all, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He got UNC winning it all,
Cam got UNC winning it all. Kentucky, I think Kentucky going to shock some folks. I'm with you, Cam. I think Kentucky going to shock some folks.
Kentucky, it's the name of the jersey, man. They get people's best shot. But my man POV put it best. He said Kentucky can beat or lose anyone.
Yeah, that's true. He said, my man DJ said, I got UNC, UConn, Houston, and Purdue. I got UConn winning. That Purdue's scary, bro. I'm sorry.
Jamal Shedd, old head, man. Kelvin Sampson, he's never gotten over the hump. You know, we love Kelvin Sampson for years, his days in Indiana. I think that I just like Houston this year. But to me, there's no wrong answer when it comes to March Madness. It's so dope.
Real talk.
The only thing that you don't want is if you pick, like, UNC or Houston for them to lose in, like, the second round. That's where it hurts.
Yeah.
When those bracket busters happen. And this season, out of all seasons, we could see that. But I like what we're doing, fam, because we know that Houston, UNC, and especially UConn, they've been dominant throughout the course of the year. UNC has had its moments, but UNC, for the most part, when they come to play, they can beat anybody in the country. It's just Purdue. Nobody picked Purdue, but hold up. Dujan ain't look like he could say he got
– No, he said Purdue. He said Purdue to the Final Four.
Oh.
I put it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a tough one. They should. I mean, we never – when they had Swanigan, I thought that they would go to the Final Four. I thought they would. Remember, I picked them to probably – either go to the championship that year, and they got upset, man. So Zach Edey, he's good, but that style of basketball sometimes just doesn't translate to wins in the tournament for whatever reason, man.
So yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of this bracket. We're gonna post it on our Urban Sports Team Facebook page. We're gonna have it on X too. So yeah, we're gonna have this out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and actually, it's separate in terms of the national championship winner. I said Ray has Houston, I have UConn. So I mean, you really can't go wrong with both either team.
You got a problem, Houston.
I think both teams are tough teams to beat for anybody if they're playing right. So, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, this tournament is going to be different. Though I will say this, you know what I'm saying? Ray, you were saying that I don't watch college basketball like I used to.
I didn't say that.
No. I agree. I'm not arguing with that. That's not an argument. I'm like, I feel like I want to put this out there. I'm on my soapbox with it. I just feel like the transfers, the extra years, all that stuff is watered, like, has made college basketball like not the same as it used to be.
Oh, of course.
It used to be, and not even just it's wild because not even one and done type stuff. Like, it's more of the transfer, like, kids be transferring off the rip now, like, to a point where you can't even identify with the college team anymore. You be like, damn, dude left, how you leave? Oh, he transferred. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same. So I just feel like college basketball ain't as dope as it used to be. I mean, I remember I used to complain about kids leaving early, messing up college. This is worse. Like this is worse. Like, you ain't even getting like that senior that stayed for a bunch of years, for like, you know, 4 years that you kind of related to. Now that senior might transfer in the third year. You know what I'm saying? So it's wild.
Yo, so before we close this show out, I want to share this with the listeners. This thought. Think about this. Mm-hmm. And somebody said this to me, and it might just be true. The women's game has more stars and more.
I agree. Me,
and
I had this.
You got Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins.
I agree.
You got Kiki Rice and UCLA. You have, of course, Paige Beckers. You have a team in South Carolina that is full of stars. Even their bench players are really good. Somebody said that to me at the MEAC tournament. They said South Carolina's bench players can win this entire tournament because they're that good. They think South Carolina's that good. There's so much intrigue on the women's side where. Is South Carolina going to go undefeated? Is Caitlin Clark going to be like Steph Curry was when he put out Georgetown that year? Is Juju Watkins going to be the Carmelo Anthony, that freshman that leads
so much? There's so much star power.
So are you all that are tapped into the chat, especially, are you going to be watching the women's tournament? You know, we should have broke that down too, but it's all good. We got some local teams.
We should have, though.
Maryland made it as a 10 seed. It's all good.
Yeah, we should have, though. True. That's true.
I'm interested. The women's side is going to be fun to watch.
I think it's better. I think it's the best. It's the better
because
version.
Because they don't have the transfer issues. They got the stars that stick
around.
They
have the stars.
You got LSU, of course. I didn't even mention Angel Reese at LSU. And already I'm talking about other teams that many want to see play again, including Juju Watkins, who's just a freshman.
Juju Watkins is what I want to see.
LSU was on a mission.
I want to see Juju. I want to see Juju versus Caitlin Clark.
So smooth.
I want to see her against Caitlin. I want to see that game. That's the game I want to see. I want to see Caitlin Clark versus Juju.
Shout out to the ladies.
For real. But yeah, so yeah, we should do that next year, bro. Like, we should break down.
We'll break down both, even though the
next year.
Well, you still have Juju Watkins there.
Juju's still be there.
Possibly Angel Reese, who hasn't made her decision yet.
She could probably stay because she could make more money with NIL.
Well, that's what I thought Caitlin Clark was going to do. I thought she was going. She could have stayed one more year, but she decided to go to the draft. But she's good enough to where she'll definitely help the popularity of the WNBA. along with Sabrina Ionescu, who's a similar player, man. Just a volume shooter.
Yeah.
And score.
No doubt. No doubt. But we got to close this show out. Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Tune in iHeartRadio. and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene. I like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe to the Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. Check out the Urban Sports Scene at www.urbansportsscene.com. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Y'all are the real MVPs. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. Yiddick, deuces. We out.